nor could we fight against so many. Take us to your master.
He is at feast, said the captain.
Then all the more reason for taking us to him,
burst in Feely, who was getting impatient at these solemnities.
We are worn and famished after our long road, and we have sick comrades. Now make haste, and let us have no more words, or your master may have something to say to you.
Follow me, then, said the captain, and with six men about them, he led them over the bridge, through the gates, and into the marketplace of the town. This was a wide circle of quiet water, surrounded by the tall piles on which were built the greater houses, and by long wooden quays with many steps and ladders going down to the surface of the lake. From one great hall shone many lights, and there came the sound of many voices. They passed its doors and stood blinking in the light, looking at long tables filled with folk.
I am Thorin, son of Thrain, son of Thror, king under the mountain. I return, cried Thorin in a loud voice from the door, before the captain could say anything.
All leapt to their feet. The master of the town sprang from his great chair, but none rose in greater surprise than the raft men of the elves who were sitting at the lower end of the hall. Pressing forward before the master's table, they cried,
"These are prisoners of our king that have escaped, wandering vagabond dwarves that could not give any good account of themselves, sneaking through the woods and molesting our people.